Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Divorcing a Narcissist by Claire Brown is a self-help and practical guidance book focused on the realities of ending a relationship with a highly manipulative, emotionally abusive partner, positioned within the high-conflict divorce and narcissistic abuse recovery space. It aims to help readers move from confusion and fear to a more structured, protective approach as they plan separation, navigate legal proceedings, and rebuild their lives afterward. Drawing on themes commonly associated with narcissistic dynamics, the book emphasizes recognizing coercive patterns such as gaslighting, anticipating escalation during separation, and reducing opportunities for ongoing manipulation. It also frames divorce not only as a legal event, but as a psychological transition, where safety planning, documentation, boundaries, and emotional recovery need to work together. A notable element of the book's purpose is its attention to family court challenges and parenting complications, offering readers a roadmap for communication, evidence gathering, and stability for children while minimizing conflict with a toxic ex. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding narcissistic dynamics and why divorce becomes high conflict. A core focus of the book is helping readers name and recognize behavioral patterns that commonly appear in narcissistic relationships, especially when separation threatens the narcissistic partner's control. Rather than treating divorce as a straightforward negotiation, the book frames it as a likely high-conflict process where blame shifting, image management, and manipulation intensify. This orientation is practical because it encourages readers to adjust expectations early, reducing the shock that often comes when a seemingly simple request for fairness triggers retaliation or sudden legal aggression. The discussion of tactics such as gaslighting and emotional exploitation functions as more than education. It helps readers validate their lived experience and identify recurring cycles that can derail decision-making, including guilt, second-guessing, and trauma bonding. By clarifying how narcissistic behavior can affect communication and co-parenting, the book sets the stage for later strategies like boundary setting, parallel parenting, and controlled interaction. The overall aim is to replace reactive coping with informed planning so the reader can protect their credibility, safety, and mental health throughout the divorce process. Secondly, strategic exit planning and personal safety during separation. The book emphasizes that leaving a toxic and narcissistic partner often requires more than emotional readiness. It calls for a strategic exit plan designed to reduce risk and limit opportunities for intimidation, financial disruption, or other forms of retaliation. This planning mindset is positioned as essential because separation can be the most volatile phase of the relationship, when the narcissistic partner may escalate conflict to regain control or punish the other party. Within that framework, the book encourages readers to think in concrete steps, such as anticipating pressure points, creating a safety plan, and structuring the process so that key decisions are made deliberately rather than under duress. It also aligns exit planning with long-term legal and parenting outcomes, recognizing that choices made during the first days and weeks can influence later disputes. The guidance broadly supports building a stable support system and setting boundaries around contact, while maintaining a focus on protecting children from instability. The overall contribution of this topic is turning a frightening, uncertain transition into an organized sequence of actions that prioritizes safety, clarity, and follow-through. Thirdly, documentation, evidence, and communication discipline for family court. A practical through line in the book is that high-conflict divorce requires readers to treat communication and documentation as protective tools. It highlights the importance of gathering and organizing evidence of manipulation or abuse in a way that is usable, consistent, and credible, particularly for family court contexts where emotional narratives may carry less weight than clear records. The emphasis is not simply to record everything, but to document interactions with discipline, focusing on patterns, timelines, and specific incidents that demonstrate instability, boundary violations, or coercive behavior. This approach also encourages readers to adopt communication methods that reduce ambiguity and opportunities for provocation. In a high-conflict dynamic, casual back and forth can become a trap, producing reactive messages that are later misrepresented. By encouraging structured, minimal, and business-like interaction, the book aligns legal strategy with emotional self-control. The intended result is twofold: readers strengthen their ability to present their case effectively while also protecting their mental health by limiting exposure to ongoing manipulation. The topic reinforces that preparation is not paranoia, but a realistic response to predictable conflict escalation. Fourthly, boundaries that reduce manipulation and stabilize daily life. The book treats boundary setting as a daily practice, not a one-time statement. In narcissistic dynamics, boundaries are often challenged through persistent contact, shifting demands, or attempts to provoke an emotional reaction. The guidance, therefore, emphasizes boundaries that are specific, enforceable, and supported by consistent behavior. This can include limiting topics of discussion, setting clear channels for communication, and creating routines that make interactions more predictable and less emotionally loaded. The value of this topic is that it connects boundaries to both legal outcomes and psychological recovery. When boundaries are firm, the reader is less likely to be pulled into arguments that drain time, energy, and resources during the divorce. The approach also supports clearer decision-making because it reduces the constant noise of conflict and helps the reader focus on priorities such as housing, parenting, and court preparation. In parenting situations, boundaries also help protect children from being exposed to adult disputes or being used as messengers. By framing boundaries as part of a broader protective system, the book positions them as a stabilizing force that helps the reader regain control over their schedule, emotional state, and long-term goals. Lastly, recovery after emotional abuse and rebuilding a new beginning beyond the legal and logistical challenges. The book places significant weight on recovery from emotional abuse. It acknowledges that leaving a narcissistic partner can produce lingering effects such as diminished self-trust, chronic anxiety, and a persistent pull toward reconciliation or people-pleasing. By addressing these consequences, the book frames healing as an active process that continues well after court dates and paperwork. The emphasis on reclaiming self-worth is important because many readers enter divorce depleted, isolated, or uncertain about their perceptions due to long-term gaslighting. The book encourages readers to reconnect with their identity, rebuild confidence, and develop healthier relationship expectations moving forward. It also recognizes that when children are involved, recovery has a family dimension. Emotional stability in the parent supports stability in the child. While the book focuses on navigating a toxic ex, it does not position the ex as the center of the reader's future. Instead, it promotes a forward-looking mindset in which the reader creates a safer, calmer life, reduces vulnerability to future manipulation, and learns to manage necessary contact without losing progress. The topic ultimately reinforces that the goal is not only to survive divorce, but to build a sustainable and healthier next chapter. In conclusion, Divorcing a Narcissist is best suited for readers who suspect or know they are dealing with a highly manipulative, emotionally abusive partner and who anticipate a difficult separation, custody dispute, or prolonged conflict. It is also relevant for those who feel destabilized by gaslighting and want a more structured way to think and act, especially when fear and overwhelm make it hard to plan. The practical benefits come from its integrated focus. It treats legal navigation, documentation, communication, and boundaries as interconnected tools rather than isolated tips. Readers can gain a clearer sense of what high conflict dynamics look like, how to reduce exposure to escalation, and how to stay grounded while preparing for family court. On the personal side, the book emphasizes emotional recovery and rebuilding self-worth, which is crucial because the end of an abusive relationship often leaves psychological aftereffects that can compromise judgment and well-being. Compared with many books that focus only on narcissistic traits or only on divorce logistics, this title aims to bridge both worlds. It offers a roadmap that keeps readers oriented towards safety, credibility, and stability, while also validating the emotional toll of the experience. Its attention to parenting realities and post-divorce rebuilding helps position it not just as a crisis manual, but as a guide to creating a healthier life after a toxic relationship. If you would like to support Claire Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.